The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back. Friday, end of another week, and boy, the confused, chaotic, intentionally so in many cases, information drops continue to pour out from every nook and cranny. Be careful about what they're throwing at you now regarding the Trump assassination, and most anything else. You don't know if it's true. Anything you can see, hear, or read can be entirely 100% false now. You just don't know. That's the world we're in. That's why it's always the first day or two, in fact, hours, after an event when you want to be collecting things, making notes, and those are usually the best information, little niches that'll come up. Later on, it's all controlled, and now they've got AI to help manage everything. It's just not going to slow down. It'll be like this from now on. It's going to be chaos until they eventually tear it all down and then rebuild it in their own next new paradigm. That's what they're going to do. And they'll do it because they own the game. And this the infighting that's going on now is very interesting. It kind of looks like there are two factions fighting for control of the country. We'll say the Hillary-Obama-Biden faction just for fun, even though Biden may be in a convalescent home now, or I don't know where. Maybe he's dead. He barely made it to the airplane. And then today he supposedly walked out in front at the White House. He looked 3 inches taller, at least. He had the gait of a man who had no problem walking. He was walking slowly, but didn't look anything like Joe. And the guy had probably a full head latex mask on. He was 30 feet from the camera, so you couldn't see much. But it was obviously a body double. We're in trouble here, that's all. And if you don't understand that, you really don't have a chance. Nothing you see, hear, or read can be implicitly trusted any longer. And it's been that way for a while. Let's go to South Dakota and find out how many dogs have been shot by governors lately. Hello, Dean.
Good one. Yeah, how's it going?
I'm still here, and you're still there, and we're okay. Best I can say. Here's one last thing, and then I want you just to give me your take on this. Right now, and this has been the case from the beginning, do we really believe that Trump just happened to turn his head 1 millimeter, 9 millimeters, so to speak, in the perfect direction just to get nicked by a .223 round going 3,200 feet per second, more than twice the speed of sound? Do we think that? What are the odds on that happening? It's so crazy that you just kind of scratch your head. The ingredients to build a case that the whole thing was a fake, with the tragic exception of the murder of Corey Comparator, the police chief, and the two others who were seriously wounded. They may have been just necessary collateral damage to pull off the fake, but the ingredients for the fake are on the table. The ingredients for a legitimate assassination attempt, all those pieces are on the table too. You can build an argument for both. So that's where we seem to be right now. And there are a lot of people ferociously arguing one or either of those positions. Onward, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, who knows? You're right. We don't know. And there's a lot of possibilities. And, you know, also just don't think you can count out a combination of total ineptitude, because people are, they don't know how to do things anymore. And what were those guys doing in the building when the guy was on the building? Were they like checking their Facebook or something? Probably. And then the combination of that with a lot of hate speech, man, on both sides for a long time, like since, I don't know, George Mitchell days or whatever.
I mean, really,
he started this shit fight, really. And it goes way back to that. And, you know, it's just been terrible. And so, you know, it's going to, maybe the kid's dad was trashing Trump that night, you know, at dinner, you know, whatever. Kaboom. And then just ineptitude. I mean, just people can't. I mean, they were pointing right at the guy. I mean, even if it's conspiracy of some kind, you're going to be more careful about those sorts of things, right? Like, you're not just going to let some rogue guy walk up on a roof and let everybody see him. Plus, we never saw
Let me ask you a question.
You just
opened a good door here. Hold on. Now, Crooks was no rocket scientist, but I will say he wasn't really a drooling idiot living on the street corner either. He was not totally stupid. Now, anyone has a prime directive in their soul, in their consciousness, and that's to stay alive. Why would anybody with a brain, and he had some kind of a brain, he had a handler, it looks like, and he was groomed. Why would anybody climb up on a roof if they knew they were about to have their head blown apart? That doesn't make any sense.
No sense. Maybe he didn't. Maybe it was somebody else. Maybe
that's right. His handler told him, don't worry, you're not going to be shot at. You're a very critical prop in this operation, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. No one's going to get hurt, blah, blah, blah. They could have conned him. Yeah. However, that doesn't fit with the video, and you all have seen it now, most of you, of Crooks on the roof actually shooting two of the three shots that I believe he took, at least three, but he's shooting the weapon. It's right there in the video. You cannot miss it. So
whoever
what's
that? I don't know if it's close enough to see if it's actually him, you know, or if it's, like I said.
Looks pretty close from all I can gather, but so did that guy on the White House porch today. He looked fairly close.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and so, but then you got to ask yourself, too, like, why'd they miss? You know, if it's a pro job and they want to kill Trump, why'd they miss? You know, I mean, because I think the whole thing about being a movie is more likely some kind of movie where we're just supposed to watch. You know, and maybe that was like a firecracker they threw at Trump, or, you know, whatever they put ketchup on his ear. Who the hell knows, right? And I mean, there's so many things we don't know. But I'm just saying the whole thing's a movie. It doesn't matter because the whole thing's a movie.
Oh, it's a complete scripted production. You're right.
Here comes J.D. Vance, the hillbilly that worked for Goldman Sachs and went to Yale, but he's a hillbilly, you know. And then, we're going to save the working class. And now here we go again. That's how Trump won the first time. He's going to save the working class. And he's the working class man's hero, the billionaire guy with all the billionaire cabinet heads. And yeah, sure. Great, you know. And then the other side, okay, well, then Biden had already chipped up at the debate at that time, by the time this happened, right? So Biden had already pretty much just count himself out of everything. So they're going, well, oh, maybe we want Kamala. You know, that's the other thing. Well, Doug Emhoff, her husband, you know.
Well, I remember what Dean is saying. That's Mossad married to the president.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's, and the Piper LLC law firm is the Crown's law firm in the U.S. So it's the Crown.
Is it?
It's above the
Mossad. Oh, okay.
Level.
Yep. Always learn something new. That's interesting.
And then he was a big shot tech, you know, kind of at the nexus of sort of the technology, intelligence, you know, venture capitalist thing.
He's dirty, Dean. He's dirty as a day is long.
By the way, Vance did the same thing. And by the way, Vance did the same thing, you know, that with his little startup thing he was doing. He was hanging around Peter Thiel, Palantir, and all this stuff.
So, and then he was involved in Peter Thiel's his big equity company. What the hell was it? Yeah. I can't remember the name of it now. They had a position there. He got $15 million from Thiel or Thiel. Owns a senator, created a senator. Yeah, it's all there.
They get all the money. Yeah, I mean, it's all, they got a good choice. I'm just going to say this. The Crown has a couple of really good choices here this time around. You know, if you're looking at it from their point of view.
Understood.
But, you know, I don't know. I just don't understand. Yeah, if you want to kill Trump while you miss him, you're going to triangulate that. You're going to have a guy in the woods, a guy in a water tower, maybe, who knows where, but whatever. And you didn't do that. So if you're just taking pot shots and some 18-year-old, I still am not ruling out just the ugliness of the politics in this country. I mean, they were saying, hey, Trump's an existential threat to our democracy. I mean, if you say that enough times, man, you know, in the same way that if Trump says stupid shit he says enough times, you know, these kids are young. They're just young kids, man. And then the Facebook and all the social media just drives them all mad, you know, further turns them against each other like they're supposedly from these different sides. When in fact, you know, look at the Biden administration, it's CEO of Verizon, heads of FCC, the CEO, some pharmaceutical lobbyists, heads of FDA. On and on, and then Trump says right away, "Oh yeah, I'm going to appoint Jamie Dimon. He's going to be my Commerce Secretary, and then I'm going to appoint Larry Fink."
I laughed out loud when I heard that.
And he's going to be my Treasury Secretary. You know, the great populist Trump. You know, BlackRock's boy. So, I mean, it's just there's no difference, in other words, between these parties anymore and these candidates, and it's just all of it's just a movie. And so this one faction does this crazy Tavistock Institute version of leftism or liberalism, which isn't left or liberal at all, which is just sort of this trashy, tranny, abortion, fucking heroin weirdness. And then that they introduced into California with the hippies to shut down the real left in the 60s, and they're still using the same playbook. And then on the other side, yeah, you got this crazy MAGA bunch that really just, I don't know. They're just, they don't understand this. I mean, you can't trust a billionaire is going to come in here and save you, especially after what he did last term, which was cut tax for the rich, cut tax for Wall Street, deregulate big industry.
This is the problem whenever you have a cult fueling anything. Yep. It's the same. Right. I didn't think they could revive the Trump cult. I thought people had enough of it, but they did.
Right.
And they're back. This is a cult behavior. Yeah. Look it up. Look at the definition.
For sure.
And you got it. They're ready to kill for Trump.
Yeah. And watch Kamala Harris whip up all these young, mindless teenagers because she's so
mindless.
Cool, you know. That'll be another cult to contend with.
They can relate.
I mean, it's just,
sure.
So it's just going to get uglier and uglier, and that's probably exactly the plan. Is really to turn this country into just a civil war and also just basically distract people away from what's really going on, which is what's really going on is, you know, the billionaire class continues to just grab a hold of assets and owns more and more things, and the rest of us are just, you know, basically sharecroppers at this point, at best.
Right, living off credit cards, many of them. Many of us are.
Yeah, many, and record credit card debt right now, ever.
Tragic, and they're not going to be able to pay that debt. We all know that. It's just not going to happen for many of them. This is taking the whole thing down. Just remember that. They're disassembling it.
And like you say, rebuild it, I'm sure, with their digital currency or whatever their big plan is or try to, but it's, and I already, I've heard the big banks right now, even the Fed even is like shorting the dollar. And that's probably the next big story is when the dollar turns. And that's going to be, you know, that's going to depend on a lot of things. But, you know, this BRICS bunch is coming on pretty strong here. And that's the biggest part. is these countries not trading in dollars anymore for oil. So that would end the petrodollar, it's going to be interesting.
But Gerald,
don't talk about these things. They just talk about, just all these stupid things. Because
it's like I'll use the term advisedly. It's like an adult soap opera, so to speak.
There you go.
And it's a joke. It's such a sick joke on all of us. Because nothing can be counted on to be real anymore. Nothing. This is all WWE, ultimately. Remember that.
There you go.
It's bread and circuses. That's what the Romans figured out. They knew how to control the masses. Nothing new there. But I really thought that 2015, 2016, people would have had enough of Trump after 4 years of him doing nothing but laying in bed in his pajamas, tweeting. And the choices he made, when he said Jamie Dimon, that's something right out of his first his administrative term.
Yeah.
The choices he made, the appointments he made were so bad, they were staggering.
They were the idle billionaire rich. I mean, that's who they were. I mean, people that didn't even work, didn't even have jobs. They're like, oh, you can run this now, darling. God dang. So, I mean...
That's
It's a movie. You just gotta remember it's a movie, and you gotta disengage from the movie. You know, you gotta start seeing what's really there. Like Jeff said, you can't believe anything you see, and you gotta disengage from that movie and see what's really there. What's really there is you're getting screwed, and there's a handful of rich oligarchs who are swimming off with the swag, and it's about time you weren't okay with that. And part of what Trump is a representation of that people are okay with that. And that's what MAGA's okay with that. Like, they hate the government, but they love the rich people, don't they? They love to lick the boots of the rich. They love it when rich people, but they love it when they get a businessman in the White House. That's why they say, oh, we got a businessman now. Really? You love a businessman in the White House? Do you think a businessman is going to help you? So you're that brainwashed into this kind of capitalist dream or whatever that you... Where'd it go? What happened to it?
Right.
Where'd that capitalist dream go? Because didn't quite work out.
It's so bad. A businessman. Oh, it's
the businessman.
People don't remember what that guy didn't do for... He didn't do anything for 4 years, Dean. Nothing. And you know it, and I know it. Most of you listening remember very well. And here they are, the suckers are right back at the trough, waiting to be fed again.
Yeah, that's right. And Kamala's a radical leftist. That's the Fox News message. Like Kamala is a corporate right-wing, as you can get, Democrat, who's, again, licked the boots of the rich, including having an affair with Willie Brown, and then having an affair with her current husband. She stole him from his wife.
She licked more than the boots.
Licked more than the boots while she's at it. But, I mean, they're the same. And then, the Supreme Court told her to let 500 people out of jail that smoked weed and shouldn't have been in jail. And she said, no, we got to have those people to fight fires. Oh, yeah, that's right. Your great-granddaddy was a slave trader in Jamaica. I forgot. No, yeah, he was. That's right. That's right. The Harris family. Jamaican slave traders. Yeah, okay. So that makes sense. So, I mean, to call her a radical leftist, I mean, it's such a joke. This country, the information...
It's the label game.
That low-level of intelligence, I mean, it's shocking. It's no wonder we're in trouble. I mean, the level of intelligence...
We're in terminal trouble. This is not going to go away. It's not going to heal itself. There's no way back. It would require... Let me say... I saw something very interesting. I ran the story, and I think it was in Europe. Might have been Germany. I'm not sure. Might have been another country in Europe. The languages on some of the buildings were not English, but whatever. Anyway, somebody dressed up formally like Adolf Hitler. He looked like him. He looked enough like him to pass, at 30, 40 feet. Who the hell's that? And they went around in a car. It was a Mercedes, open-top car, and he was in the back seat and sitting... There was some woman next to him, a female, and he was waving to the crowd. And then they showed him addressing some groups of people, and they focused on the faces of the people who were watching this lookalike of Adolf Hitler. And I tell you, the awe in their faces was stunning. It's like I said to myself, They're waiting. They're just waiting for another iconic leader to lead them out, and they'll be right there. I got to find that. I'll send it to you. It's up in headlines somewhere now.
I tell you what, that's how deep it is. That's how deep it ruined the man. Yeah, it's just this. We've just been beat down like so hard. I guess that we just roll over for authority. You know, any kind of authority doesn't matter. Just authority.
Doesn't matter.
Of some kind.
Just make us safe.
Matter. Somebody
tell us what to do.
Get a lot of attention on History Channel. I mean, it's just like Jesus. Right. Yeah, and that's how it works. Like that's how it works. I mean, all you gotta do is like
make us safe.
Know.
And we'll follow you anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So it's pretty scary. It's pretty ingrained in Western culture at this point. But that's that with Tico. That's what I call it. You know, it's just pretty much living in fear instead of living in love, you know. And if you respond to authority instead of, like, poor people that you see that you could have empathy for instead, maybe, then you got a problem, you know. Yeah. And you need to check that. Because, you know, you should be always having the empathy for that person with less than you, trying to help them a little extra, and you should be pretty much ignoring or sticking your middle finger up at the people above you trying to tell you what the fuck to do, and the other guy what to do while he's at it.
But don't worry, Dean, they'll protect us and make us safe.
Right.
They'll do anything they ask. Oh, and you know what? I just found my story. Hitler look-alike tour city. Watch the interesting reactions of the citizenry. That's what I put as a title. It's a BitChute video. It's already been removed.
Interesting. That one hit
gone. They're afraid of it. They took it down.
They're not afraid of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it's a big one. They got to keep that one going.
Not a surprise.
But,
Hold on a second. Yesterday, Gerald Celente said he straight out predicted that the camel is going to defeat Trump in the election. Well, there are a lot of amusing things that can be read into that statement, but that's how Gerald sees it shaking out, that the camel and Doug Emhoff, Mr. Mossad, will be right there in the White House. And they'll do whatever they damn well want. Just keep that in mind, too. Hold on a second, and Dean Henderson and I will be right back. Okay, welcome back. And I do apologize. I didn't think they'd take that video down. Damn it, I'm going to leave the title up there and just put removed. Hitler look-alike tours city. Watch the interesting reactions of the citizenry. I would say that many of the reactions in that video were awestruck reactions. Not that they thought, oh my God, has Hitler come back to life? No, but his presence and the message and all of these decades of negative messaging about him didn't seem to have worked on many people. They weren't running from the streets. Oh my God, Satan is here. They were stupefied, and they were awestruck. And that's how I would describe many of the reactions of the people who were on the street, sidewalks, as the car went by, whatever. So anyway, the video's gone, but that to me, that tells an interesting story. Anyhow, onward. Let me just repeat, if you're late, the way I see it, and I think Dean agrees, all the necessary pieces to assemble, and it was all a fake, a staged operation to make Trump look like a brave leader, or it was a real assassination attempt that went awry. All the pieces for both storylines are there. You can do whatever you want, and people are doing it. So there's further division. Everything's division. Divide and conquer.
Perfect, right? Let's argue about some stupid shit over here while they're
stupid.
Stealing
stupid.
Our stuff over there. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah, it's gotten real bad in the conspiracy, whatever, community, too.
One other thing, Dean, before we leave the subject. Did you see the picture of the FBI agent on the roof of, we'll call it the Crooks Building, hosing the roof down a couple of days afterward? They hosed all the evidence off the roof, all of it. They picked up the shell casings and then hosed everything off. So there's nothing there, no forensics to be done. And furthermore, they took the bleachers down. They didn't do bullet tracking, bullet tracing. They didn't follow trajectories. That's a federal crime scene, and they took it apart. So,
yeah, I mean, that's one thing that you can't, nobody can argue about the Secret Service and the top level people. Work. I mean, you know, they're just jokers. And then it looks like the Butler County people, too, because supposedly they had, you know, that was their area to guard or whatever. But, you know, it just, I just think you just hope it's not true, but I just wonder if it's just ineptitude. And, you know, like, I don't even think I want to fly an airplane ever again, because I feel like people are so inept at everything now. They don't, their attention spans are shot, you know, and when it comes to critical things, would I trust these? No, nobody. I don't know anybody that really feels solid right now, honestly. I mean,
if they're shot
okay,
up,
maybe a couple guys, but
80% are vaxxed, Dean. 80%. Anybody
that's
vaxxed?
That's part of it. That's a huge part of it.
Vaccidents, pilot accidents, or wait, we're going to get hit with some bad stuff. We already have very close calls. I think you're right. You shouldn't feel confident about the way things are, because they're not the way things were. Go ahead.
No, not even close. You can't get anything done, but there is that possibility still, that it's just ineptitude on the part of those people there. Or it could just be a total, or it could just be a total movie. I go either way too, you know, at this point. But anyway, yeah, it definitely poo boosted him in the polls, and then now it seems like Kamala got a little boost here, and I don't know. I just hope people won't vote for either one of them. You know, I'm gonna vote for Kennedy. Some people aren't gonna vote. That's fine too. Vote for Cornell. I don't care. Jill Stein. I don't care. But just don't vote.
Does it really matter, Dean? Does it really matter? Does it really matter?
Well, I mean, in the sense that at least Bobby Kennedy talks like an adult, you know, and he does, and he talks about issues, and you know, I know people are pissed about his Israel thing, but his own vice president candidate disagrees vehemently with him on that. I think he also said last week he's going to cut military budget by half, which included Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan aid. He said that, so I don't think he's like a big, you know, it's not like, you know, I don't know. It's stupid how he handled it, how he said it. Lost him a lot of support. But he's an adult, and he talks about things that matter, you know. He talked about
BlackRock. Well, we have to go back and look at who may be controlling him. If he actually
was. He talked about BlackRock in his speech out front of his house. And they actually got a couple people to come out and videotape him and talked about BlackRock.
And then we have the possibility of
the whole Ukrainian war effort and all the arms contractors, and how they're also now going to get all the rebuilding contracts because of Biden's little deal.
You know how much money is sitting over there to be made rebuilding that country? Trillions.
Of course, just they learned that in Iraq. You know, it's the most lucrative part, and they've been doing it ever since, you know. Use like everywhere. But I don't know. So, you know, yeah, say what you want about him. And, yeah, they got a lot of money, too, the Kennedys. But he talks like an adult to me, and I just want that. So
well, I understand what you're saying.
I don't blame anybody who doesn't vote for anybody either. But just don't vote for these clowns. These two clowns. These two crown clowns. Mothers call them crown clowns because that's what they are.
Good label.
Paperwork, the tracks, they're all there. Rothschild connection to Trump, solid. They bailed him out of Taj Mahal. They own Atlantic City because of him. Wilbur Ross was Rothschild, Inc., bond chair that bailed him out, became his commerce secretary. You just heard about Doug Emhoff, Kamala's husband, his connection to the crown and the Rothschilds and all these powerful people and Mossad connection. So there you go. So we know that. And whatever else, you know, but we know that. And why would you vote for that kind of trash?
I really do think that the age of voting for national office like that is past us. They'll do whatever they want. What we saw happen in 2020 was so despicable, so blatantly obvious. Yep. 81.7 million votes went to that brain-damaged pervert. Come on.
Yep.
No,
in 2016...
No.
with the Democrat primary, and you know, that's before right. that too. And ever since the vote machines came in, Diebold, Dominion, all the ones that Lord Mark Malik Brown sits on the board of, and there again, Crown Corporations, all these vote machine companies, every single one of them, and they gave disinformation. Sidney Powell's the one that kept spewing this disinformation about Venezuela. Oh, came from Venezuela. No, it came from the Crown. Came from Kinetic Q, which is QAnon, which is the Crown, British intelligence. That's where all this trash comes from. Well, QAnon's totally the Crown. You know, Q, the Queen, QAnon, Kinetico, whatever.
Got it. That's where the Q came from.
And that's with us. But it's all the Crown, and it's all, they got the fingerprints on COVID, through the Wuhan thing, through Wellcome Trust. They got the fingerprints on 9/11, Kennedy assassination. They got the fingerprints.
They're reducing
on
the world population.
Genocide of Native Americans.
That's not a joke.
It's not a joke. And people got to wake up to it and start cluing into the big picture and just kind of zoom out from all of it, because the way we're going right now, it's not working, you know. You want more of that free market capitalism? Well, yeah, you're going to get it. And pretty soon they're just going to go door to door and whatever. They'll haul you away to pick up and put you in a tomato patch for 8 hours. Or they'll put you across the border. Or they'll, if you don't like your politics, they might destroy you in the ocean. I mean, it's coming to that. Trump's like coming out of the closet thing. He's like, we are fascists. He's like Hitler, okay? The Apprentice, you know, this whole, that was like a total mind control show. I mean, it's basically saying the boss has all the control and this apprentice, this little
peon. You never watched The Apprentice.
He's worthless and he has to be whipped into shape by this great boss, Trump. And I never either, but I just get to, I mean, you'd see like, you know, I never once watched it, but you'd see, I'd see it between like a commercial, like advertised, and just like, it was wow, people watch that trash. Just demeaning. And it's just like with the cooking shows with Gordon Ramsay, you know, he's such an asshole and he just needs to be in a body bag. And so all these people that run these little shows and they're
worse you are as a human being, the more money you make.
They love it.
People love to hate people. And they'll pay to be able to hate people.
They love Gordon Ramsay. They do. And all these people like that on TV, those are the people. So I don't know. We got problems. It's a cultural thing. It's way beyond politics, way beyond economics even. It's just like this thing that if, you know, you can blame the elite and the Illuminati and the bankers and the Crown. Okay, yeah, and I do. But then what about our response? What about the pathetic response from the human beings right now? What am I supposed to make of that? And that's what's getting me right now.
Dean, they're not like we were when we were younger. These younger people now, Gen Z, 28 years and under, they don't have it. They don't know what we experience. And the bottom half of the millennial set from, let's say, 45 and under, let's go with that. Yeah. They don't know what we've lost. Yeah. They don't know what they barely remember. They have no idea. We do, but they're not the same people. They're different. Yeah. So easier to pull the wool over their eyes.
They are. They're just subservient, very subservient, would be the way to put it.
They've been brought up that way. You be a good boy, we'll let you have your screen, your phone.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, the phones,
get your phone.
Yeah, all this. Mm-hmm. All that's, everything. And it just makes them more compliant, I guess, more compliant. Again, more compliant with authority. You know, anything authority says, I'm just going to do it, keep my head down.
Absolutely.
Kind of a pointless life of cowardice, and it's cowardice mostly. It's sad, but that's what it is. I'll just call it cowardice. When kids are cowards, old people are cowards. And there's plenty of cowards in this country. It's sad, but dang it, I don't know what to do about it. That's for sure.
I don't have a solution. How do you retrain mentally? How do you re-educate? Right. And I'm talking about their entire baseline philosophical, the way they relate
the whole thing,
to life. It's all wrong.
It's you wonder, because, like, I know I've traveled a lot, you know, and I think one place that really struck me was Laos, you know, and Laos, you know, is the one place in Southeast Asia that stayed communist. In fact, when I was there, they were still flying the Soviet flags in front of the banks, right? And, you know, they'd always talk about...
Right now?
They may still be doing that. It would not surprise me. But yeah, but they were back in the, even in the, well, it was 2006 or seven like that, but when I was there. But you know, I talk about this, the creation of communist man, you know, that was always one of the things with communism, was you create this person, this human, who all of a sudden would be empathetic with others more so than worrying about their own, you know, self-interest, or seeing that their own self-interest was tied to the good of the other or whatever. But you gotta, it just like in Laos, you could actually feel that from the people. Like they were kind and they were just, I don't know, they really wanted to see everybody doing good, you know. It was weird. And I can't say I've ever seen people like that, quite like of that standard of people, you know, even though they're just really poor, you know, I mean, really poor. And but their moral character was so high. And you just wonder if it's the opposite here, you know, like so many years of just, you know, yeah, before capitalism, mercantilism, and before that medieval era, and just all this inculcation of kind of just the opposite, like capitalist man, like I gotta be as greedy as I can or as self-interested as I can to get ahead, therefore I'm going to become this. And you know, what part does that play? Because yeah, that's the foundation we're talking about, but that's been created, this foundation that somehow, you know, you're disconnected from everyone else, and this is where it starts. And then you're supposed to get ahead of everyone else is the next thing. Somehow get ahead of them.
Keep ahead of the Joneses. Don't forget.
Whatever, yeah, whatever the hell that means. And just on and on and all these lies. And I just think you're seeing the sort of product of that maybe too on the other side of it. So it's interesting. But it's not good. And it is very materialistic based, you know. People still shopping like crazy, even though they got no money.
They'll go to their graves based on their views of life being totally tied into materialism. That's this whole culture.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah. And so more narcissistic as a result of that, and less intellectual, and all these things. So, and again, that's a product of capitalism. That's a product of, you know, sell more shit. I mean, you know, you don't have to do that in a socialist economy. You don't have to.
Trouble is,
people
are having trouble buying all that shit now. They can't.
Yeah,
they don't have disposable income. They're trying.
They're trying. Yeah. They're still getting to the store. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy. But, yeah, I mean, where does that end, or how does that end? Or I guess that's still the million-dollar question, you know. And in the meantime, yeah, all this depopulation that's going on, and how is that going to affect, you know, demand all of a sudden? You know, all of a sudden, well, they say we got a shortage of houses, so that's why rents are high, and that's why, well, it's mostly a lie, it's mostly greed, but anyway, maybe there is a shortage. Well, what's going to happen when 80% of the population are dead from the jabs, and there's all these extra houses, you know, things like that? I don't know.
Do you know many people, Dean, who are having trouble because of the jab or the virus itself, which is also a bioweapon? We never want to forget that.
Right.
You know many
right.
people?
You know, not really. I mean, I can't say I really do, Jeff, up here. I mean, I hear a lot of stories from people elsewhere and friends of friends, but I can't say I really do. I guess that's a good
right.
thing. But I know plenty of people that got them, but, you know, they're doing okay so far. But I think most of the people, well, I know most of the people I know, if they got a shot, they didn't get another one like that.
They generally speaking, the fewer, the more shots, the worse things are.
That's what it sounds like.
Same thing with the virus. The more times you get the virus,
sure.
the worse
sure.
things get. It's a compounding
that's right.
problem. All right, so between now, Dean, and I hate to say election, but whatever. Between now and the election, more chaos, more unrest. Biden could die. There's still some legal issues. The camel can't get her hands on, or the Mossad camel can't get their hands on Biden's money. His campaign contributions, there's a big hitch there, so they're going to have to go to court. There's a lot of chaos ahead. A lot of chaos. They're not going to give anybody a break. That's my view.
No. Yeah, it's by design, and then they won't give us a break from the chaos. in the meantime, on the outside of the world, the adults are doing things like, well, the Chinese went and they met with the Palestinians and they got Hamas and Fatah and the PLO to sit down and say, okay, let's all be buddies now. And that was the Chinese that did that. And,
interesting.
That's the other side of the coin we're talking about here. That, yeah, well, this side over here is in chaos, and the other side of the world, you know, they're looking to get, well, yeah, an unprecedented situation yesterday when the Chinese and the Russian bombers were flying together.
Yeah, Alaska.
Alaska, yeah. First time ever. Yeah. So things like that are going on, and there's a lot of things going on, and that's what I mean about the dollar, and that's what I mean about, yeah, it seems, you know, it just seems like, yeah, the plan is America is still in the crosshairs, just the same as we've seen for years here now, ever since COVID. We lost the most people from COVID, really. So, yeah, I think it's still the same thing. And I'll take a different form, maybe, or, you know, depending on who wins, you know, it'll take a different form.
I think the one thing we can all agree on is that the crown line, the crown lineage, Rothschilds, all the Rockefellers, it doesn't matter. They control. They're the ones running the show. I think there are some factions in the mid to upper areas. I don't think that they're terminal factions, but I think there is some fighting. There are always differences of opinion, and no matter what you're doing out there. So we'll see. But I do think we're going to be exposed to nothing but more stress, constant media stress, chaos. And then they'll throw out a few escapist things to have people try and grab onto so they can put it out of their mind. It's so simple. Pavlov would laugh if he could see this. Edward L. Bernays would laugh if he could see this. It's so easy to control the masses. Yeah.
Yeah. Right now it'll be the Olympics, all the pyramids and weird Nephilim-looking angels on the medals. And did you see the medals? Yeah, these, like, yeah, these weird angel-looking.
No, I haven't seen
that. But the Olympics is all, you know, it's all the Bilderbergers. They plan the whole thing, and it's pretty, it's a mind control operation of its own, so.
Yeah,
I guess that's something to do tonight. You know, keep an eye on that a little bit.
You might want to watch. Keep your eye on Ireland. They're really moving Ireland toward blood in the streets. Ireland between the invaders and the native Irish people, and they don't have guns. They have axes and knives and machetes, but they're really being pushed. What it seems like into some major civil fighting. And I mean within the country's boundaries, that kind of civil, not civil in terms of proper manners.
Yeah.
They're setting Ireland up. Ireland's heading toward some real tough times, and that may be a beta test to see where they can push us. Don't know.
It could be.
We got 30 million here. Give them all,
right.
And they'll all have guns if they're supposed to have guns.
Yeah, it won't be hard to do.
No.
And get them a hotel room and get them a gun.
That's right.
You know.
I'm not optimistic, and I really feel for people out there who got trapped. I wish there was some way that we could help you get out of it. You need to prepare still for your families somehow. These are tough times. So whatever you can do to prepare is critically important now. No joke. What happened to Kristi Noem and her aspirations to be the VP? Beside the dog thing, that did it.
Yeah, shatter dog and proud of it and pretty pathetic. But so we got to put up with her, I guess, here. So, gee, thanks. There you go, Kristi. Could have been in the White House. I'm sure she just would.
She's really
some protege in as governor anyway, so it wouldn't matter.
Right. No, it doesn't matter. You're right. It doesn't matter. And I think that Vance is one of the most unappealing characters I've seen in quite a while. He's just not, he doesn't come across.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think so at all. No, you know, I could. I mean, Selene might be right. You know, it could happen. I mean, there could be if she can get out. Look, if she can get out the young voters, she could win.
And the women,
you know, get them to actually vote. You know,
female
which
vote.
Trump and Biden wouldn't have gotten. And the women, of course. And so probably a smart thing. I don't know. If I'm her, I'm doubling down and picking some crazy, like, Gretchen Whitmer sort of creature. Because why not, you know? Just double down on the estrogen. I don't know. I mean, what else has she got? I mean, I don't know. She's just going to have to, do that to Trump. I don't know. It's going to be weird.
Right.
But
I'm see. Don't forget about RFK Jr. He is tied, allegedly, to Epstein, so they may have that.
That's
over
true.
Too. Don't forget.
That's true.
That.
Somehow, I don't know the details of that either. I never heard, but yeah, we need to find out all this stuff. But yep.
Be safe, Dean. Take care of yourself.
Hey, you too. You too, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me. Good talking as usual. Take care too.
Talk soon.
Bye bye.
Mr. Dean Henderson, and we'll be right back. Hold on.